I want you guys to take a listen to this argument from our colleague Landry Locker and see if you guys agree. Here's Landry's take on the Astros after re-signing Alex Bregman.
This is the best organization in sports right now, the Houston Astros. And the Patriots can sit there and say whatever they want to say. The Patriots, there's no like groundbreaking move that the Patriots have made to where you point to that and you say, you know what, that was a really great move. They lucked into Tom Brady. They passed on Tom Brady who knows how many times. Bill Belichick's doing what he does, but the Astros, as far as just organizational structure, this is the best organization in sports. So all those people out there in New England that are all up in arms about it, you lucked into Tom Brady. You can stick it because the Astros got the best organization in all sports.
I mean, Landry really loves to simplify the New England Patriots run of 19 years where they have not been under 500 once and have won 6 Super Bowls and have been to 9. But whatever, that's neither here nor there. I'm going to look at it from this perspective. What the Astros have done this week is a smart move, because here's what they did. They made Alex Bregman happy, and they have now Bregman under control, and they can put down the road the time where they're going to have to give him a very, very big contract. But I don't know how we can say that the Astros are the best run organization in sports when this is a team that over the last 4 years has been great twice, good once, and average once. You know, we're talking about a team that's really like it's starting to come together. But the question is, okay, well, what happens when you have to pay guys like Gerrit Cole, like Justin Verlander, George Springer, and Carlos Correa, which are decisions they haven't had to make? The reason that the Patriots have had the run that they've had for such a long period of time is because they have done very, very well when it comes to the tough decisions in terms of parting ways with big time players. And I think to say that it's all Tom Brady and all Bill Belichick is very, very misleading. And while I like what the Astros did, they are going to be paying Alex Bregman more over the next couple of years, which might make it a little more difficult for them to keep a Gerrit Cole, to keep a Justin Verlander, right, to keep a George Springer, and to keep a Carlos Correa.
Well, and I think, too, for one, I feel like, Landry, are you just trying to get played in New England or something? Are you trying to get something up? Because you can't compare yourself to teams that have won multiple championships and say you're a better organization. Maybe there's the potential for it, but that is that's the challenge. So many teams have won a single championship and then not gone on to win more. Until you win multiple championships, you don't even have a place at the table in terms of the conversation about whether you're a better organization or not. Do they have the potential to be? Sure. Of course they do. Now, this is one of the most encouraging things about the Astros is that their pipeline is still very highly rated. They're still a top 5, top 6 pipeline. So keeping that going and keeping your young talent going while you're already having success is one of the hardest things to do in sports. Managing your salary cap while you're having success, one of the hardest things to do in sports. Saying goodbye to people that the fan base loves. Sometimes like Dallas Keuchel, it wasn't as hard this year because everybody saw it coming a mile away and because Dallas Keuchel's agent is Scott Boras. And because Dallas Keuchel could conceivably end back up here. That's the hardest part. So if I look at the Patriots, the best thing they've done is manage the bottom of their roster. The back half of their roster, including some of those guys at the back half of their roster that end up being the stars on their team, like Julian Edelman. The low draft picks, the rookie free agents, the way they find those guys and develop them, that's what's impressive about them as an organization. For the Astros to do that, I feel like they have that part of it in place where their pipeline is still really strong. I don't like, can they, and some of that is still being built up from when they were from the tanking years. But I feel like the fact that that's where they are now, even after now 4 straight years of success, that makes me feel good about it moving into the future.
Are the Astros the best organization in sports? Landry says they are. My argument against it is we just had a conversation about a month ago on the show, probably 6-7 weeks ago, about, are the Patriots the greatest dynasty in sports after the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
That's the conversation we had.
Yeah, it was a fun one.
So if we're having...
There's nothing better than parsing out just how great the Patriots are.
Let's break down.
Wait a second. Are they the first greatest of all time or the second or third?
Patriots against John Wooden. Let's break down the particulars.
By the way, they got A.J. McCarron. Everything's cool. The Texans did. Don't even worry about it.
So if we're having that conversation, the Patriots, possibly the greatest dynasty ever, what they're doing right now, how can anybody right now be the best organization in sports other than them? I mean, the only thing I can really think of is maybe Belichick is so, tell me if this makes sense, that Belichick is so great as a coach that it's almost hard to separate him from the organization, even though he is the coach and the GM, basically.
I like that line of thinking because that's what I've been saying about people trying to emulate the Patriots. You can only do so much emulating the Patriots because part of the problem is they do so many things that only Belichick can do or can get away with doing. Like the way Belichick treats his players, a lot of guys couldn't get away with that. And it's not just the success they have. He has a knack for just kind of balancing between being a hard ass and kind of a detestable dude, but also having a way of relating to players. A lot of other guys, if they try to act, well, we've seen it. Every single guy, except for O'Brien and another couple, try to act like Bill Belichick, and his players want to kill him. It's like, you know, like it's, and it doesn't work out. You look at Matt Patricia trying to be like Belichick. How's that going to work out in Detroit there? It's going to continue to be a mess. So I don't think you can't replicate Belichick. So is it the organization? No. I mean, Bob Kraft was looked at as a bad owner until he got Belichick on board. It's the organization, which includes the head coach. There's just no argument against. I don't see how you could conceivably make any argument that any organization as currently constructed is better than the Patriots.
And that's why we're talking about this, because it wasn't just Landry yesterday in the loop, guys, that was saying the Astros are the best run organization in sports. It was John Lopez. It was Rich Lord. Rich Lord got in. Right. There was a little bit. I don't think he went as far in as Landry and John did yesterday in the loop, but there was all suggestions that the Astros could be. Okay, well, go back to the Alex Bregman move, which, again, I like the move. They made him happy. They rewarded a guy who had well overplayed what his contract necessitating he gets. So you look at what Bregman got, though. Wouldn't the smarter play have been for the Astros to continue to let Bregman deal with this contract? Because what leverage does Bregman really have? What's he going to do? Is he going to hold out? Is he more likely to test free agency when his arbitration's up in 4 years if they don't give him this contract? I suppose, but ultimately, having Bregman under the arbitration contracts over the next 4 years is going to make it easier for them to keep Garrett Cole, Justin Verlander, George Springer, and Carlos Correa. And, I mean, to be the greatest organization in sports, you need multiple titles, and to have those key pieces is going to be really big.
I think this is the difference, though, and this is what you have to remember, because I think financially it's not a feel-good move for the Astros. I don't think the Astros are much for feel-good moves. I think that they looked at it, and the number of this that people keep leaving out of the calculus here, I think, is the what Alex would be making in arbitration, you know, over the next 4 years.
Well, that's a huge part of it.
He'd be making a huge chunk of money in arbitration because of his performance on the field. And then when you get 4 years down the road, as much as everybody's loved to talk about how the free agency deals aren't there anymore, you look at the one that Mike Trout just signed, and I think the Astros probably calculated, all right, what's the percentage chance that Alex Bregman's going to command a contract like Mike Trout's or something close to that, or even 75% of it? And it makes a whole lot of sense. I mean, I think just strictly in terms of calculating it and thinking the likelihood that Alex Bregman's going to stay awesome and how much he would make a few years from now, how much he's going to make in arbitration, I think that I'm still okay with, like, I don't think that they stepped outside of what's led them to where they are now.
Honestly, I don't really either. I'm just saying, if we're going to compare the Astros to a team in another sport, then I think we have to look at it about how the other team in the other sport would handle it, because let's be honest, the Patriots would probably be like, you know what, we'll find someone to replace him eventually. And the Astros right now, they have this core group. They have these guys that they got because they took advantage of baseball system where if you play poorly over a serious amount of years, you're going to get a lot of high draft picks, and credit to them for actually nailing most of those draft picks. Not all of them, but most of them. But the tough decisions that you can compare yourself to a team like the Patriots is when you actually have to see what happens after these guys leave. I mean, that's what Golden State's going to be in the same boat as very soon as well. So, But
seriously, though, think about, I understand what
you're
saying.
You just need more time is what I'm saying.
Right, but I'm saying, though, too, with Bregman, I mean, he could conceivably be making $25 million a year in arbitration, and now he's making less than $20 million. So I don't know. I don't see where the downside is for the Astros in this, other than if he gets injured next year or 2 years from now.
That's really the downside.
Yeah.
And just the fact that you're fronting it up, you're fronting a cost up front to basically collect on the back years. But I want to go back, though, to just the Astros, Landry claiming that they're the best organization in sports over the Patriots. Obviously, at this table here on this show, we disagree with that. But what I'm also wondering, and I would love for this not to be the case, but even in their own sport, What exactly is the proof that the Astros are a better organization than the Red Sox or the Chicago Cubs, who won World Series sandwiched around the Astros?
The only thing I would say is, like, okay, if we talk about specific aspects of it, and the thing that I would say where the Astros still have a competitive advantage over other baseball teams is what they've been able to do with their pitching staff, what they've been able to do with bringing guys in like Gerrit Cole and making him substantially better, making Verlander better, making all these various guys just flat out better than what they've done historically, or at least in the last few years. That's what sets them apart. So that's one aspect. What else would there be?
Well, the other one would be they don't have the finances that the Cubs and Red Sox do.
So that's a downside. You're saying it's a good...
an argument for the Astros. Okay.
They don't have the same capital as the Cubs and the Red Sox. Those teams are making a lot more money in both gate sales and I imagine TV contracts. Too.
Yes. Now, they also don't have the expectations those teams do, because what the Astros did is something that the Cubs and Red Sox, well, certainly the Red Sox and even the Cubs, they probably couldn't pull off what the Astros were able to do from 2012 through 2014. Those cities probably wouldn't go for that. So I would love to be sitting here in a position where in a year or two, we can credibly make the argument that the Astros are the best organization in sports. But right now, I just think it's way too soon, and we need to see if they can sustain this.
You have to have at least two championships before you do it. This is the hardest thing. This is like when you luck into bowling a few strike, not luck into it. This is like bowling a few strikes in bowling and thinking like, oh, this is a perfect game's going to be simple. Like, no, keep that rolling. Keep that.
Yes.
I've hit like four strikes in my entire life. I'm the world's worst bowler.
Really? That bad?
Okay, that's an exaggeration.
Okay.
I'm pretty bad, though. But every time I hit a strike, I'm like, I got to figure it out. It's going to be simple. It's going to be easy.
We're all good.
It's the path to bowling glory here.